The Eifel spring season is now really starting to bloom, with more and more feature races popping up on the card. In fact, there are two Grade 2 features to look forward to on Saturday. Hello again from Ira Vaughansmit. Thanks for joining me on A Sure Thing as we look ahead to this 9-race program. It'll be run on the inside track, the first of those 9 getting underway at 12:20. With there being 9 races on the card, you know the drill. On the tote, we only start from race 2 onwards with the exotics, that being the first leg of the Bipot, race 3 first leg of the PA, race 4 first leg of the Pick 6, etc. And for those of you that are going to be getting involved in the free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries, race 1 does form part of it because you need to be on 5 minutes prior to the off of the opener with your entries. Play the bet slip because that's what puts you in line for that 1 million rand jackpot prize that is on offer. Now, the first race at 12:20 happens to be a maiden plate for fillies where 9 runners will line up at the 1600 meter mark. Doesn't form part of the exotics. It does, however, give us an opportunity to make a few rand in the opener. And it does appear as if it is a boat race between number 2, Witchenhour, and number 6, Drummond and Drochet. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if this first-timer by Rafif, number 6, Drummond and Drochet, who's got Richard Free riding for his sponsors from the stable of Mike and Matthew de Kock, does unsettle in the number 1 box. Because this horse is certainly well-bred and can start its career on a very positive note. However, I'm looking for a bit of value, and I'm siding with number 2, Witching Hour. This one from the stable of Roy Magna jumps from stallgate number 3, was runner-up in its last 3 starts. It also found betting support last time out when the odds were slashed in half from 16 to 10 down to 8 to 10. Currently 2.27 to 1 in the antipost market on hollywoodbets.net. I do think that with that form line having held up thus far, there's plenty to look forward to as far as Witching Hour is concerned, because the horse that finished third that day was a horse called Amazon Queen, who has subsequently come out and franked that form line. And further down the field, the horse that finished fifth, a horse called Madame Pompadour, has also come out and won next time out. I do think this horse can be rewarded for consistency, and hence the reason I'm going to Witching Hour to win the opener, ahead of 6, Drummond and Drochet. For third, I'm going with number 7, Kensal Green, and fourth, number 3, Blood of Eden. Second race, first leg of the Bipot. Again, we're looking at a horse's race where it appears to be a boat race, this time between number 1, Olympian Gold, and number 7, My Lucky Charm. Olympian Gold has got Richard Free on board. He rides for St. John Grey. This is a maiden plate for 3-year-olds, where 10 runners will line up at the 1600-meter mark. This horse finished second in its last two attempts, and wouldn't surprise if this horse goes one better this time round. However, I'm going to be siding with number 7, My Lucky Charm, that as my first choice selection here from the Mike and Matthew de Kock training partnership, gets the services of Callan Murray, also priced up 1.82 to 1 in the antipose market. Now, this horse set the pace last time out, and I do think similar tactics could result in this horse finishing in the number 1 box. Was just tiring late in the closing stages last time out, and in its debut run over 14.50, that was certainly an eye-catcher when running second, finishing 1.4 lengths behind a horse called Matrisberg. This horse now gets the blinkers fitted, and that's the reason why I'm siding with number 7, My Lucky Charm, in the second. I do think that will make all the difference and will keep his mind on the job at hand. That's why I'm going 7, Lucky Charm, to win race 2, ahead of 1, Olympian Gold. For third, I'm going with number 2, Carnarvon, and fourth, number 10, War Summit. We move on to race 3, which is the first leg of the place accumulator. You need to be on by 13:30, merit rated 70 handicap. 8 runners will line up at the 14:50. Race 3 has got a wide open look about it. You can get 3.33 to 1 about number 4, Peregrine Falcon. 4 to 1, the likes of 1 Prize Platinum, 2 Foster Nova, 3 Bay Empire. They're all priced up at 4 to 1. 5 to 1 about number 6, Matrusberg, and it is 6.25 to 1 and upwards bar those. As you can see, you're probably going to have to put in at least 3 or 4 of them to safely get you through the opening leg of the place accumulator. I'm going with a horse that jumps from pole position. I'm going with number 2, Foster Nova. Richard Free rides for Johan Janssen van Vieren. The form line of that last start where he just lacked that little bit extra in the run to the wire, has been franked by the horse that finished second that day, a horse called Super Awesome. I do also think that the booking of Richard Free was a shrewd one, because Richard can and will be able to give all the necessary assistance from the saddle and, in fact, make the difference as far as I'm concerned. So I'm going 2 Foster Nova to beat number 4 Peregrine Falcon. For third, I'm going with number 5 Prince of Kildare, and fourth, number 7 Commander of All. 14:05, that's the off time of the opening leg of the Pick 6. It is race 4 on the card, a conditions plate, where 8 runners will line up at the 14:50 metre mark. And even though it does look like there's precious little choose between the top 2 in the antipodes market, I'm looking one way and one way only, and that is of the highly anticipated return to the track of number 3, Great Ricks. Mike and Matthew de Kock, they really are sending out some very good runners and some nice runners, ones I think we can follow during the course of the afternoon. Callan Murray takes duty on board number 3, Great Ricks. He's been off the track for 31 weeks. He's been a model of consistency prior to taking that long break. He was last seen in action at grade 1 level in the horse Chestnut when finishing 4th, beaten 2.6 lengths by the winner. I do think that he can return on a winning note, and hence the reason number 3, Great Ricks, is my first choice selection. I do think class will tell ahead of number 4, Confederate. For third, I'm going with number 5, Money Heist, and fourth, number 6, Tegan's Champ. Race 5 is a graduation plate, a race where 10 runners will line up at the 1,200-metre mark, and again, not an easy race. 1 Aristotle is a 3.57-1. You can then get 4.55-1, the likes of number 3, Charming Cheetah, and number 10, Miami Mountain. They're both priced up at 4.55-1. 6.25-1, the likes of 4, Golden Warrior, 5, Zalatoris, and 9, Romley. They're all priced up 6.25-1, and it's 8.33-1 and upwards the others. One of those races also, we either go short or we're going to have to play with quite a bit of cover to safely see you through. I'm going to be siding with a horse that I think brings the best class into the race, and that is number 5, Zalatoris. This horse won a grade 2 last time out. That was the Umkomazi Stakes, albeit getting up in the shadow of the post to win it. This one from the stable of Paul Matchett. Rachel Vinegar takes the 1.5 kilos off the back. Comes back from a 10-week break, which I do think would have done Zalatoris the world of good. In his penultimate run, he finished second 1.3 lengths by a horse called Golden Warrior, who happens to be number 4 just ahead of him in this particular race. So for 1 and a 1.3 length beating, he's now 1.5 lengths better off at the weights. Does bring Zalatoris closer to the action, and I do rate him the horse to beat. I'm going 5 Zalatoris, ahead of 4 Golden Warrior, 1 Aristotle, 10 Miami Mountain. 6 race is the first of our features on the program. It's the Grade 2 Joburg Spring Fillies and Mares Challenge over 1450 metres. Now, many people will be saying, call me Getrix is the right one. Not disgraced when running first time out for the Sean Tarryhard, last time beaten under length by the winner, but I'm siding with number 4 VJ's Angel. Calvin Abib riding for the Tony Peter Yard. This horse raced from up handy and was staying on last time out when finishing third behind Rainbow Lorikeet, and that was in the gold bracelet. He finished just over three lengths behind the winner in his last start. He comes back from a bit of a break. He's been rested for 10 weeks. That would have done him the world of good. And VJ's Angel also happens to be the best weighted runner in this race, and hence the reason I'm siding with VJ's Angel to beat number 2, Call Me Getrix. For third, I'm going with 10, Anchorage, and fourth, number 3, Minogue. Race 7, the second of the spring challenges on the card. It is a Joburg Spring Challenge for the boys over 1450, where 14 runners will line up at the 1450 metre mark. And this also looks to be one of those wide open affairs. Number 2, Lucky Lad, is a 3.33-1. In fact, number 12, Tinpin Alley, from 3.33-1, has shortened all the way down to 2-1 in the antipodes market. And I can see why all the money is for number 12, Tin Pan Alley. This horse raced up handy last time out when finishing second in the Grade 1 Premiers, beaten by a horse called Jan van Gooyen. In fact, I'm looking patiently forward to the day that Jan van Gooyen makes his seasonal debut. He comes back from a break, during which time he would have strengthened up, and Tin Pan Alley was also gelded during this time. He's from the stable of Sean Terry. He comes into this race carrying just 50 kilos on his back, jumps from stall gate 2, has got everything pointing in his favour. So, let's go with 12 Tin Pan Alley to win race 7 ahead of 2 Lucky Lad. For third, I'm going with number 3, Texas Red, and fourth, number 13, Nayaka Nayaka. Eighth race on the card is a graduation plate for fillies. Yeah, you can scratch number 1, Kia Kaha. That means the field is reduced down to 7 runners who will line up at the 1,200-meter mark. It is pretty competitive if one looks at the antipodes market, or the revised betting for that matter, for Perfect Miracle at 1.67 to 1 in the antipodes market. Very impressive winner on debut. Definitely has more to come. Then there's 2.27 to 1 about number 2, Pretty Persuasive. 3.03 to 1 about number 3, A Bit of Class. And 4.55 to 1 and upwards the others. I'm siding with number 2, Pretty Persuasive. Richard Free doing duty for the Yuan Janse van Vierenhard. I thought that follow-up run after winning its maiden by winning next time out certainly was the race that caught the eye. I can still remember how nicely this horse ran on in the closing stages last time out, and that form line of that race has also held up well, because the horse that finished third that day was a horse called Juniper Green, who has subsequently come out and won, and the horse that finished fifth that day was a horse called Komati River, who's also won next time out. Yes, Pretty Persuasive does take on a bit stronger, but I do think can make it a hat-trick of wins on the trot. From pole position, we're going 2 Pretty Persuasive, ahead of 4 Perfect Miracle. For third, I'm going with number 3, A Bit of Class, and fourth, number 7, Back from War. On to the final event we go. Race 9 is scheduled to jump at 1700 hours. Here we have two scratchings in the last race, number 9, Singleton Sam, and number 11, Capella. They've both been scratched from the last race on the card, which means we have 9 of them who will line up and face the starter, and it is a pretty wide open affair. 3.33 to 1, the likes of 3, Read All About It, 5, Ombudsman, and also number 10, Ferrer Jacques, at 3.33 to 1. That, in fact, is in my first choice selection here in the last race on the program. I'm going with number 10, Ferrer Jacques. This horse won last time out and won very impressively by 4.5 lengths. The cheek pieces were fitted on that occasion. I think that may have made the difference. The cheek pieces are being fitted again on Saturday, and I do think that Ferrer Jacques will be very competitive in a field of this nature. He's having his third run after rest, so should be cherry ripe to continue about his winning ways. So we're going 10 Ferrer Jacques to beat number 3, Read All About It, 5, Ombudsman, and 6, Brave Viking. And that takes care of our preview of racing at Turfantine on Saturday on the inside track. Trust you'll find the winners. Till next time, family Ravon. Cheers for now.